Leaders of both the Taliban and opposition forces in Afghanistan today said that they have reached a deal under which the Taliban would surrender control of their one remaining stronghold, the southern city of Kandahar. According to both sides, Taliban fighters in Kandahar are prepared to turn over their weapons beginning tomorrow. In exchange, at least some of the Taliban forces would be given amnesty. U.S. officials are skeptical. From the Pentagon, NPR's Tom Jelton reports.
The surrender of Kandahar would be a dramatic development. It would mean the Taliban have effectively given up all of Afghanistan. It would also be quite a turnaround. The supreme Taliban leader, Mullah Muhammad Omar, has repeatedly urged his followers to fight to the death. But Omar's one diplomat, the former Taliban ambassador to Pakistan, said in Islamabad today that Omar has in fact now agreed to Kandahar's surrender for the welfare of the people. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld is not so sure.
I am not happy or unhappy. I am from Missouri on this one. I want to see what happens. And I like to deal with a little more factual material than speculation and press reports. And therefore, I'm without an opinion and will remain without one until we get something substantively.
The cool reaction here to the news from Afghanistan in part reflects skepticism that the Taliban really will give up their weapons peacefully. An alleged surrender of Taliban fighters in northern Afghanistan was undone when the fighters staged a bloody uprising in the prison where they were being held. In Kandahar, the Taliban forces and their foreign allies in the Al-Qaeda network are far more numerous and better armed. Says one senior defense official, it's just hard to see how you could have an orderly turnover there. The unease here at the Pentagon also reflects some U.S. concern that the opposition may be offering too much to the Taliban in exchange for their surrender. Mullah Omar's representative in Pakistan said the surrender deal will save the life of Omar and allow him, quote, to live with dignity. The chief opposition leader, Hamid Karzai, in interviews with NPR and other news organizations, has left unclear what the deal would mean for Omar. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer today bristled at the suggestion that Omar could be left alone.
As for Mullah Omar, the president has made it plain that those who harbor terrorists need to be brought to justice. That statement directly applies to Mullah Omar.
U.S. officials have been in touch with Hamid Karzai in recent days and have been kept abreast of his negotiations over Kandahar with Taliban leaders, and they don't entirely trust him. Says one senior U.S. official, he may be negotiating an end to the situation in Kandahar wherein U.S. interests are not well served. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, referring specifically to negotiations over Omar's fate, went so far today as to warn the opposition they could lose generous U.S. support and assistance if they let Omar go unpunished.
The opposition forces in and around Kandahar are fully aware of our very strong view on this. Our cooperation and assistance with those people would clearly take a turn south if something were to be done with respect to the senior people in that situation that was inconsistent with what I've said.
Still, Rumsfeld and other administration officials are clearly leaving the door open to a deal. Before now, he has said that the United States is determined to take custody of senior Taliban and Al-Qaeda leaders, such as Mullah Omar. Today, Rumsfeld backed off that demand.
We are interested in seeing that they be punished and that they stop doing what they have been doing. And they have done some perfectly terrible things on this earth. And the custody has a legal implication. If I said that, I probably shouldn't. I would like to see us take control or know that the control is in the hands of people who will handle the conclusion in a way similar to what we would do. Now, how that might be, I don't know.
In any case, the surrender of Kandahar would not end the U.S. war effort in Afghanistan. The main focus of military activity there right now is the mountainous region of Tora Bora in the eastern part of the country, where Osama bin Laden himself and his top lieutenants are believed to be hiding. A heavy air-ground assault on cave complexes in that region continued today, and the U.S. Marines, who have established a forward base in Afghanistan, do not feel they are safe yet. The base was put on alert today after guards there detected what they thought were Al-Qaeda or Taliban forces probing their perimeter defenses. Tom Jelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.